As we begin a series of shiurim, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Hamasech Te'erevin, the first shiur we're going to discuss is, as we will be learning in the Masechta, the halacha of how an Erev is constructive. We need to discuss, is there a reason, is there a point in making an Erev? The Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Hayin, Simen Shin Samech Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Yudalit, teaches us mitzvah lachzer acher eruv chetzeris. There's a mitzvah to make eruv chetzeris umevarchem aleihem al mitzvah seiruv. In fact, when one makes an eruv, he makes a bracha al mitzvah seiruv. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshim Mishpat, Simen Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Aleph, teaches us that if there are a group of people, individuals living in one mavui, they could force, one neighbor could force another neighbor to contribute to make the lechi or the kaira to able to carry in Shabbos. And as we learn in our first mission of this Masechta, we learn the halacha of a mavui. The Sma says that so too is the halacha that one that could force the various chatzeris could force each other to contribute to make that one should be able to carry in the mavui or to the mavui. And the Aruch HaShulchan, in fact, says that even if somebody is machmer not to rely on the Erev, as we will be discussing in our shiurim, different situations where there's a machlokes, if an Erev can help, what kind of an Erev could help, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that even the individual who's not going to actually use the Erev Chatzeris, still he should participate with the rest of the people in the town and the city in paying the expense of the Erev. The Aruch HaShulchan says, since this is a minig that people follow, that in all cities there were Erevin, so that's a minig that one should not separate himself from. Specifically, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, v'zu takana se'ir. It's for the benefit of the city to have an Erev. In fact, the Yerushalmi says, m'mnei ma omru ma'avrim b'chatzeris. Why did Chazal teach us that we should make Erev chatzeris? M'mnei darkei shalom. Having an Erev brings peace and harmony to the city. There's an interesting Shailos HaTshuvos HaRosh. In the Shailos HaTshuvos HaRosh discusses a situation that there was a Rav who was appointed to be the Rav of a city. And he came to the city, he's the new Rav, and he examines the Erev, and he says that the Erev that was in existence in this town till now, he was not satisfied with it. So the Rosh in that tshuva firstly tries to explain to this Rav why the Erev indeed was a kosher Erev. And he furthermore tells him that you should erect and fix the Erev within 2 weeks. Because as long as there is no Erev in the city, your machshel is harabim, people are carrying and are being mechal Shabbos. And the Rosh goes on to say that this Rav refused to follow the Rosh's instructions. So the Rosh put him into Cherim, and the Rosh fined him a very significant fine. And he even says that he should be considered like a Zaken Mamre. And the Rosh goes on to say, why am I taking such a strong position? This Rav wants to be Machmer. Says the Rosh, his chumrah could bring takola for kilkel rabim. It could bring people to chas v'shalom carrying Shabbos. It's not a place to be machmer. The Chassam Sofer in Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer Simen Tzadik Tes discusses what is the makar, what is the source that every community should have an erev, a tzuras, a pesach. He says it doesn't need even a proof from a shas, from a Gemara. He says it's logical, since everybody knows how serious, we just finished learning Masechet Shabbos, and how serious it is if somebody Chas V'Shalom is Mechal Shabbos. And it's difficult, says the Chassam Sofer, to be guaranteed that no one is going to carry on Shabbos. It's inevitable that someone will forget and accidentally carry something on Shabbos. And furthermore, there are important things that need to be carried. So he says it's logical that a city should have an Erev. But he goes on to prove from the fact that as we began this year, that when we make an Erev, we make a bracha on mitzvahs Erev. Says the Chassam Sofer, the bracha we're making is not a bracha because it's usur to carry. On the contrary, it's the bracha is being made because we're having the opportunity to make an Erev and allow carrying without any shayla. And that's the bracha that we're making. And actually, this vart is the Magen Mishnah in Perek Vav of Hilchos Erevin, Halacha Dalet, says also that the bracha we make when we erect an Erev is not to represent the Isser of carrying without an Erev, but on the contrary, that it allows us to be carry, for the opportunity to be allowed to carry. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer says, with this we can understand, the Gemara we're going to learn later in Masechta Erevin, Daf Chof Aleph Amar Aleph, says that when Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin the concept of Erevin, and Atilas Yadayim, that we have to wash our hands before we eat bread, a Baskel came out and said, B'ni Im Chocham Lipcha Yismach Libi Gam Oni. So ask Tosfos, why? We know that Shlomo HaMelech made another rule. He was the one that instituted Shnius L'Arayis, that certain relatives are not considered Arayis Medaraisa, but they are considered Arayis Medrabonon. So ask Tosfos, why when the Gemara included the Takonis of Shlomo HaMelech, listed the Takonis of Shlomo HaMelech, does the Gemara not mention this Takonah as well? Says the Chassam Sofer, that indeed, of course, when Shlomo HaMelech instituted Shnius L'Arayis, it was an important rule, because of course, that's how we could be certain that no one will Chas V'Shalom ever come to marry someone who he may not marry Midaraisa. But, says the Chassam Sofer, to use the words of the Pasuk, of Yismach Libi, that there's a source for simcha, for rejoicing, it's difficult to use the word of rejoicing when somebody says something is usur, and now we have another thing to be careful about. But on the other hand, when Shlomo HaMelech instituted the concept of Erevin, that now we could help people properly be Shomer Shabbos. And similarly, when he said that we have to wash our hands to properly guard that the food shouldn't become Tomei, that's when the Baskel could indeed announce Yismach Libi, to avoid people from making an Aveira. That's when Kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy that people won't come to do an Aveira. And in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbruch, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaNhagos, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Nun Beis, quotes the Chazon Ish, that even though the Chazon Ish himself did not rely on the Erev of Bnei Brak where he lived, to the degree that if somebody brought him food on Shabbos, relying on that Erev, he wouldn't eat that food on Shabbos. But he always was concerned, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita, that the Erev in town should be in order. And in fact, he says there was once a situation that Yontif fell on Friday and the Erev tore, and the Chazon Ish said that they should find an Akum to fix the Erev. And they asked him, you don't rely on the Erev. He says, I don't rely on the Erev, but a city should have an Erev. On the other hand, Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Ore Chaim, Chelek, Hey, Simen, Chav Hes, takes a different approach. He says, in the time of Chazal, where it was difficult to live without an Erev, they didn't have the comforts of having a refrigerator in the home and a stove in every home. That's when it was important to have an Erev in every town. But now, he says, where it's easy to have everything prepared at home from before Shabbos, and it isn't that difficult to keep everything in the house, you can't say the requirement of having an Erev is so important just because people should be able to carry things outdoors because it's more comfortable. There, says Rav Moshe, it isn't necessary that one should have to have an Erev. And in fact, Rav Moshe goes on to say that if there's going to be an Erev in every city, people will forget the concept of the Isser of carrying of in every city. And therefore, Rav Moshe wants to say that we should perhaps only have an Erev in a place where it's absolutely necessary. Of course, because Rav Moshe is saying that Shloi Tishtakech Teres Erev. And in fact, Rav Moshe in another tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamates, says that they did not make an Erev in Yerushalayim, even when it was Dalsa Sen Ulus, when they could close the doors. We'll discuss this concept in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Vav, because he says, since Yerushalayim was such a central city, and they brought Kabonis, and they ate Meiser in Yerushalayim, so from all of Klal Yisrael found their way to Yerushalayim, we have to be concerned, says Ram. So that's why Chazal specifically did not put up an Erev, did not allow for an Erev to be put up in Yerushalayim, because there were so many people coming there. They're concerned that not every city has the same characteristics, that has doors. That I just mentioned, when it has doors, it's very easy to make an Erev. But Rav Moshe says not every city can make, could have that in place. And therefore, he says, one, they didn't have an Erev in Yerushalayim. And the same thing he says, that's why he was against, one of the reasons he was against having an Erev constructed in Manhattan also is because so many people come to Manhattan, and they should, and if there'll be an Erev in Manhattan, they may come to make a mistake in other places. Interestingly enough, Rav Schwab in a Sefer Me'ein Beis HaShoeva speaks about this concept of Melachos Hatzor, and he says also the importance of Shmirah Shabbos, and he also discusses the issue about making an Erev in Manhattan, and he says that even though it's a very difficult halachic subject, and he says, of course, it's very important to have an Erev in every town, he says, Be'eis ha'oin ha'zois, at this time, Befrat b'medina zu ha'mshubeshes b'gasis ubaris, he says there's a lot of amaratzis in this city. And he goes on to say, it's a time of a weakening of Ruchnius. He says, we need to be concerned. Sherabim yekilu es roishim b'kolin yonei Shabbos b'shmiris ha-mitzvahs. The people will come to become weaker in shmiris Shabbos because of its eris. Alachas kama v'kama, we have to be careful, he says, we should not have an Erev. He goes on to say, Kedushas HaShabbos, the situation of Shabbos is Bechinas Goises. It's Bechin of somebody who's about to die. And we just learned at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Vasa Liga Vafil Besbektana, that when somebody's a Goises, we learned the Mishnah taught us at the end of Masechta Shabbos, one can't touch it. Here too, touching Shabbos and starting Erevin in places where there are, where they were never Erevin before, is only dangerous, and therefore he says that based as was the opinion of many other Gedolei Yisrael not to make an Erev in Manhattan, even though it's important to have an Erev in a town. On the just to finish, however, we know that the halacha is, as the Gemara teaches us further in our Masechta, on Daf Mem Vav Amun Aleph, on Rabbi Shu ben Levi, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. And the Rishonim say that whether it's a machlokes tanoim or it's a machlokes amoraim, we always follow the more lenient opinion. And the Chazon Ish explains, not because Erevin is a drabbanon, and we have a rule throughout Shas, Sofik drabbanon bekula. Because he says, what would be the halacha if most of the opinions follow, most of the Tanoim have one opinion, or most of the Roim have one opinion, which is Lechumra, and the other Tanoim and Roim have opinion Lekula. So even by drabbanon, we always follow the Roif. What would be the halacha be'erevin? Says the Chazon Ish, be'erevin we would be mekel. Why would we be mekel? Because when Chazal established the halacha of erevin, they were so anxious that Klal Yisrael should follow, have erevin, and they established as part of the halacha, a part of the takana of erevin, it should always be halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. That Klal Yisrael should be able to follow this important takana that Shlomo Melech instituted of Erev Erevin.